Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Friday, March 20th. The number of known positive COVID-19 cases in Michigan has more than tripled since Wednesday. Steve Carmody reports the state now has 334 people who have tested positive for the disease, including three deaths.
The big jump in the number of positive test results comes as the state is starting to include test results from hospitals and other entities outside of the state laboratory. Oakland County has seen its numbers nearly quadruple since Wednesday to 104. Dave Coulter is the Oakland County executive.
Our assumption right now is that it's in all communities in our county. We don't have any of the so-called hot spots that you have seen in some other places.
Michigan's chief medical executive says the spike in positive test results emphasizes the need to continue to practice social distancing and other steps to slow the spread of the disease. I'm Steve Carmody.
A state board has okayed Governor Gretchen Whitmer's request for $20 million in loans and grants for small businesses that are being affected by the coronavirus outbreak. This follows the governor's emergency order that has shut down bars, restaurants, casinos, health clubs, and other places where people gather.
But every one of these decisions has consequences, and they all weigh heavily, and we take it very seriously and try to make arrangements to help ameliorate the impact.
The money can be used to help small businesses make payroll and avoid layoffs, or to pay rent, mortgages, and utilities. The state is also seeking federal disaster assistance for small businesses. The loans and grants are supposed to be available no later than April 1st. Ford and GM have reportedly been talking with the federal government about possibly retooling their plants to make ventilators. But as Sarah Swick reports, some experts are skeptical about that idea.
A small percentage of patients with COVID-19 need ventilators to keep them breathing. But as cases surge, many worry the U.S. will face a shortage. Jonathan Cohn talked with experts about this for the Huffington Post. He says making ventilators is a complex process involving precision parts, and he doubts automakers can quickly make the switch.
The way to ramp up production is to have the companies that are already doing that, that know how to do this, just do more.
But Cohn says the federal government must step in to make that happen by making guaranteed purchases and easing some regulations. I'm Sarah Swick.
Nurses will be on the front line of people caring for and being exposed to coronavirus. Researchers and the Michigan Nurses Association say nurses need to be given as much protection as possible from the virus. Stephanie DiPietro is a nurse at UP Health System Marquette and is a member of the association. She says there are concerns about the availability of safety equipment.
It's my understanding that the personal protective equipment around the state is in very limited supply. It's being rationed by facilities for use during the day, and some of it is even being repurposed.
DiPietro says she's also concerned about hospitals being understaffed for the expected outbreak of the virus. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services did not respond to our request for comment about the status of protective gear for nurses. Universities across Michigan have canceled their spring commencement ceremonies. Sarah Bikes reports on how one university made that decision.
One of the universities to postpone the pomp and circumstance is Ferris State University. The university called off its spring commencement ceremony to protect the health of attendees and to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. Michelle Rasmussen is with the university. She says after listening to public health officials, the governor, and the president, this was the best decision.
It's very clear that this is not going to be going away anytime soon. So for continuity reasons, for planning reasons, it's really just the best situation all around to continue to make plans to de-densify the campus.
Rasmussen says spring graduates will be invited to walk at the commencement ceremonies in the winter or next spring. Other universities that have postponed commencement ceremonies include Michigan State University, Saginaw Valley State University, the University of Michigan, and Central Michigan University. Sarah Bikes, WCMU News.
Officials say mid-Michigan manufacturing may feel the pinch in the coming weeks after General Motors, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler announced they are temporarily shutting down their factories. But they say many mid-Michigan manufacturers are also fortunate because they don't rely solely on the auto industry for their business. Harry Lever is the executive director of the Central Michigan Manufacturers Association. He says businesses will need to keep an even closer eye on demand until the big three reopen.
It has a ripple effect, there's no doubt about it. The majority of our businesses, everything that they will be producing locally will be subject to being looked at every day until the situation is under control here.
Lever says as of yesterday, he doesn't know of any businesses in the area that are closing or contemplating closing. One Michigan epidemiologist is warning that as testing increases for coronavirus, so too will the case count. But she says that doesn't mean the virus is spreading more rapidly. That's not necessarily a reason to worry. Emily Martin is an epidemiologist with the University of Michigan. She says it's important to take the virus seriously, even if it feels like control measures are an overreaction.
You know, public health works the best when it feels like it's an overreaction or it feels like nothing is happening, because it means that we've prevented it from getting worse.
Martin says that the data is clear that social distancing measures are the most effective in the early days of the virus's spread. She says the data is also clear that the disease is both more contagious and more deadly than the common flu. A Michigan education think tank says it's concerned about the learning gap that disadvantaged students are facing as schools remain closed because of the coronavirus. More on that from Kevin Lavery.
All K-12 schools in Michigan remain closed until at least April 5th. The state is working to give written guidance to individual school districts on next steps, including how they may transition to online learning. The prolonged closure concerns groups like Education Trust Midwest. Spokesman Brian Gutman says low-income and special needs students are most vulnerable to the learning gap.
These students are at particular risk. And now, without school, at home, there's a real question of how are their needs being met.
The coronavirus pandemic has also spurred incidents of racism and xenophobia. Gutman says whenever schools return to normal, adults must provide a secure place for students of all ethnic origins. I'm Kevin Lavery.
Michigan wineries have been impacted by the restaurant and bar closure announced by Governor Gretchen Whitmer earlier this week. The closure is meant to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Michael Moyer is the director of the Wine and Viticulture Program at Lake Michigan College. He says the closure will impact the state's smallest wineries the most.
The direct-to-consumer sales in the tasting room constitute pretty much most of their revenue, and so it's going to be challenging for a lot of wineries this summer to try to get through and preserve some cash so they can have money to buy grapes and raw materials for next year.
Moyer says his program at the college is being hit by a double whammy of closing both their tasting room and moving classes online. He says tasting-based classes have been canceled indefinitely. Stores, restaurants, and other businesses in many communities, including Kalamazoo, are feeling the pressure of the coronavirus outbreak. Andrew Hahn says he hopes people will help local merchants by shopping with them online or getting takeout meals. He's the president of Kalamazoo's Downtown Partnership.
I think we all know that Kalamazoo is a generous community and, with a big heart. So we're trying to remain optimistic and hope we can move the needle on this and limit some of the damage.
Hahn says his organization is launching a marketing campaign to support downtown businesses, and many other communities around the state are doing the same. And that is your morning news roundup for Friday, March 20th, 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're doing well today, and we'll talk again on Monday.